Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Reed Hillen, and I'll be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. A deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, let's take a few deep breaths together. First, let's take in a deep breath of peace. Now, find a deep breath of hope. And finally, on this last breath, think of what it is that you're putting down for Lent. Thank you. Let's pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. During the Lenten season, we'll be saying the Apostles' Creed together every day. If you're able, you can go ahead and start repeating it with me. If you're still learning it, you can listen in. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell, and on the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Today I'll be reading from the Jesus Storybook Bible by Sally Lloyd-Jones. It's titled, Let's Go. After Jesus was baptized, he went straight into the desert. That might seem like an odd place to go because, as you know, deserts are very hot. There isn't any food or water or places to stay. But Jesus needed to get away by himself and be somewhere quiet and lonely. He needed to be with his Heavenly Father to get ready for his new life. In the desert, Jesus thought about the secret rescue plan he had made with God. Before the foundation of the world, they both knew what would have to happen. To rescue God's children, Jesus would have to die. There was no other way. It was the reason he had come. Now that old enemy, the one who had spoken through the snake to Adam and Eve back in the garden, do you remember him? He didn't want Jesus to rescue God's people. And so he lied to Jesus. Are you really God's own son? He whispered. Poor you. God must not love you. You don't really need to die. Do it my way. Oh, yes, and no, Jesus said to the liar. I will do what God says. And from that moment on, nothing would ever be the same. Jesus wasn't like Adam or Eve. Jesus was a new kind of person. He would not believe the terrible lie that the enemy spoke. Jesus knew deep in his bones that God loved him. He would trust that love, and he would trust God, no matter what. It was just as God had promised to Adam and Eve all those years before. Jesus had come to do battle against the snake's work. He would get rid of sin and darkness and tears. And he would suffer, but through his suffering, he would win. I wonder what are the things you might suffer sometimes. And I wonder how God might redeem those things. As we finish our time together, let's say these words of blessing. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. My dear friends, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.